Hello.
Oh, hello.
This is weird.
What?
Nothing. I'll be fine. I'm good.
What's so weird?
I can't find the piece to the headphones that, like, plugs into the phone. So I'm hearing you not in headphones, and I'm just talking into the phone. But I'll be good.
Me.
All right. So how the hell
are
you?
That's all that matters. Good. I'm fucking fabulous.
Wow, that's unlike you.
I'm always fabulous. It's just sometimes I hide it because I don't want people to feel down that they're not as fabulous as I am.
Understood. Gentlemen, big news broke today. We're doing a very special edition of MMA and stuff here on halfguarded.com. My name is Matt. That is Mr. Michael Coughlin. You guys know the drill at this point, but this is a special edition. I think we've done one or two of these ever, and the last time we did one was when the Conor McGregor Floyd Mayweather Jr. fight was announced, and I felt it appropriate to do it again today because we have the announcement of Conor McGregor's next fight. This time it'll be in the UFC versus Khabib Nurmagomedov at UFC 229. I guess on October 6th. We're like 2 months away, Mr. Coughlin, from possibly what will be the biggest fight in UFC history.
Yeah, this is awesome. I think it's really cool. And I also think it's kind of smart of Conor in that he can really pick his spots, obviously. Like, he runs all this. And so he can feel very comfortable knowing this is what I'm going to be doing. He can mentally prepare himself, settle everything, get everything in place, and be like, boom, we're good to go. He has just enough time to get in the remainder of a really good long training camp. It's just far enough out to get all the promotion in. If you're far enough out, the Khabib can't be like, I don't have enough time. People are like, it's 2 months, bitch, let's go. Like, you're starting from Ramadan. You can do this stuff. You're the champion. You're the badass, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, again, I don't want to, like, go too intellectual on this, but if Conor is going to fight in October, it's because he's decided to. Like, he is not dancing to anybody's tune at all. He's fighting on that date because that's what he wants. Well, that's when he wants to fight. If he wanted to fight in November, he'd be fighting in November. I don't think if Conor said to the UFC, look, I know you guys want me to fight in Las Vegas, but I'd rather fight in Madison Square Garden. I don't think the UFC would be like, oh, I'm sorry, Conor, but it's just not going to fly. I mean, how do you expect us to make any money off of such a fight? Come on, man.
A return to the scene of the crime would have been a little poetic, though. The first show back in New York after he threw the dolly at MSG again would have been pretty good.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look. Yeah, it would have been really cool. I mean, on the other hand, who knows? Yeah.
It's awesome in a way. I'm not bitching, but I'm saying that would have been really like a fun twist to the story.
Yeah, and plus Conor's last fight was in New York. Last real fight was in New York. You had shit pussy stuff in Las Vegas. Like, Vegas is kind of like your fancy boy things, and New York's kind of like when you go to Las Vegas, it's because like you're at the top of the fight world. But if you go to New York, that's because you're at the top of the world, like the biggest of everything is at New York. There is no bigger city on the planet Earth to perform in, with the exception of possibly London. But even then, probably not. New York, like, I hate saying it because they're fucking little pricks, but especially Madison Square Garden in New York, it really, like, that's it. We've all agreed. I don't know why, but we all agreed, Nap, that's the one. This little square, this block here, that's the most important place in the world to fight. And Conor McGregor is the most important person in the world when it comes to fighting.
So he's been off from MMA for 2 years. His last fight was Eddie Alvarez. We're talking 23 months here. Are you surprised he took the Khabib fight? Because as far as styles and matchups go, this is a bad matchup for Conor in a lot of ways, unless he can clip Khabib. But if Khabib gets a hold of him, he's kind of fucked.
Yeah, it's... Again, the only thing I can really go off of is, and I hate it's cheap analysis, but it's very Trump-like, where it's like, I don't know, Conor does this shit. Like, I have never seen some, well, I should say it's never, but you rarely see people that rise to the occasion in any sport the way Conor does. You know, he steps up his game and just beats the best of the best at their sport, comes out and boxes and does remarkably well in boxing for having never boxed in his fucking life. Like, I don't care if Floyd was carrying him. That still is way better than you would have expected. And look, he calls his shots and he has game plans. And I don't know, maybe he'll beat Khabib. I don't know. Also, I think there's a problem of if you're Conor, I don't know. Maybe he could have had the Nate fight. I know he's a weirdo. Let's let him do his fight.
I'm just surprised strategically that's the play he made. I mean, he's gonna get obviously a $10 million plus payday no matter who he fights. Why take on the undefeated wrestler who's been mauling every guy he's fought? Like, that takes some balls, and I don't think people give Conor respect for that aspect of his career and his fight game. He truly, and Dana says it all the time, but and people think it's BS, but Conor will fight anybody. He does not give a shit. And it just adds to some of that legend. And you would think it would shut up some of the people who say, you know, he's handpicked opponents, he doesn't want to fight anymore, his heart's not in it. The guy's sitting on $100 million, and now he's going to fight Khabib Nurmagomedov. Like, holy, the guy... He's awesome. He's just awesome. And I'm not like a fanboy or anything. I'm realistic about it. But at the same time, it's like, it takes some guts and balls to do at this stage of the game for him.
Yeah, no, I mean, it goes to show that guys like Conor, it's not like if they ever turn down fights, they're not really turning down fights so much as they're looking for the biggest like opportunity at a moment. And he looks around and he goes, that Khabib fight's probably the biggest opportunity at the moment. You could argue the Nate fight, maybe, but the Khabib fight's a really big deal. And if you want to fight for the title, if you're kind of Conor, you put some value on that, you kind of got to do it because you can't justify going after Nate and not losing some legitimate credibility. And you can always fight Nate later anyway. Like, everybody's just going to want these two idiots talk shit and fight each other. It's going to be great. They both know it. And so you do this. And plus, I don't know, you are the dude that was the first man to ever hold two titles at the same time in the history of the UFC, who then stepped away and did, like, won several rounds from the greatest boxer in the history of your generation here. And you have $100 million in the bank. Maybe you have a little bit of self-confidence if you're Conor. Maybe you look around and go, yeah, fuck it, I can beat this fucking Russian dickbag. Is he going to wrestle me? I beat Chad Mendes. That's another Chad Mendes. Bring him on.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see just how he looks. And is he in shape? Is he going to gas? I mean, the last couple of fights, early in his career in his UFC run, he didn't gas. He won three rounds with Holloway and looked fine, but he got tired against Nate. He obviously gassed against Floyd. It'll be interesting to see what he's going to look like. Is he hungry? Is he giving this 100%? Is he in it just for another $20 million payday? Like, what's his mindset? I mean, if he wins this fight, he's in the argument for, you know, one of the greatest fighters of all time. And I don't think a lot of people put him in that category now, but a win over Khabib would put him there easily.
Yeah, and you know, Conor's kind of we haven't seen it in MMA. You see it in boxing, I think, sometimes. Some of these guys, like, I'm guessing kind of Muhammad Ali and some of the others, where they're so famous and over the top, known for other things, that you forget that they're, like, legitimately great at what they did. That what Conor has is built on a real foundation. He could be the biggest, like, he could be the biggest guy in the company if they were fighting in Alabama still. Like, he's that good at what he does. He just happens to be the MMA's version of Kim Kardashian, essentially. And it works. He just fucking goes around on Instagram doing dumb shit and living life like a moron. We're all eating it up. And then he somehow puts up and he actually performs. And so let's just, I'm going to enjoy it. And, well, look, either he wins, we see, and if that happens, we see a legend. And we also get to see what it looks like when, Dagestanis get poisoned. And that'll be a lesson to learn.
Will Khabib make weight for this fight?
Oh, I think so. I think he'll make weight on this one. I think that I bet he probably comes into the fight light because he had, he had gas tank problems also. We all thought Khabib was this unstoppable kind of like machine, and then he kind of got tired against Ally Aquinta. So there's a little bit of a chink in that armor there. The first time he had to go five rounds, he didn't know what he was doing. So I think he might come in a little lighter here. And look, if he has to die, he's going to make that fucking weight. And I think that they'll let him die. Like, Conor fights don't have rules. There's no laws when Conor fights. Conor McGregor can throw things through windows, and it's okay. The law, rule of law doesn't apply for Conor. We all accept it.
So that this fight was announced today at a press conference somewhere in LA, with, they brought out like all the fighters and the semi-main events, main events of the next few shows through the fall. It was one of those big press events they do. And there was one late arriving fighter at this presser, and that gentleman was Nate Diaz. It broke last night that he was scheduled to fight Dustin Poirier at UFC 230 on November 3rd in MSG, probably like a co-headliner because they need some sort of title fight on that card. But I was pumped, like, holy crap, Nate Diaz is coming back to fight. I'm like, Dustin Poirier, it's kind of a weird fight because Poirier is not a huge name or a huge draw, but it's an awesome fight. It's an exciting fight, and Poirier deserves it. And I was happy to see Nate was back. And then he arrived probably 10 minutes late for the presser. And then after 20 minutes, the presser ended, and Dana White said, "We have one more fight to announce." And they played this awesome video of Khabib and Conor, and Nate just walks out. He doesn't say, he doesn't watch the video. All the other fighters are turned around, like peacock in their heads, looking up at this screen. Nate leaves and is apparently pissed off, and on Twitter wrote, "Fuck the UFC," and something else about the fight.
I'm not doing this or something.
Yeah, I can pull it up here.
It was so great because, look, it's just Nate. He's going to fight. We know he's going to fight. He just rightfully so looked at this, and he saw this as being punked. I guarantee you Nate saw this as them trying to make him look like a chump. And it probably wasn't that, because the people running this shit now don't really understand, I'm guessing. But he was not going to, Nate's not going to be stood up like that. He's not going to be made to look like a bitch to Conor. That's exactly what Nate's brain is thinking right now. And they're going to calm him down. They're going to remind him, "Hey, remember when we said we're going to give you like $5 million fucking dollars to fight Dustin Poirier?" And he'd be like, "Yeah, all right."
Yeah, he wrote on Twitter, "I'm not fighting on that show. Fuck the UFC." And then I think Dustin Poirier jokingly also wrote, "I'm not fighting either. Fuck them."
I thought Poirier might have been serious. They're going to start like some sort of like, "I am Spartacus," or "I am," was it Spartacus? No. The one with Ben-Hur, or... And like they're trying to, and all the people stand up and say, like, "I am Leonidas." Like, they all rise as one. It's a thing. It's a movie.
No, I believe it. I haven't seen it. So Charlton Heston.
Yes, I think it's Charlton Heston type of thing. I'm thinking of a parody on The Simpsons. Is what I really know the reference from more than I do the actual movie.
Okay, I'm not familiar with it either. I mean, do you think Nate is legit pissed, or he's just trying to angle for something else? Because if you're Nate and Poirier here, you probably want to be on the undercard of that October show and not be on the MSG card, just in case Conor does something dumb, or just in case Khabib has a little too much tiramisu. You want to be on that show just in case you can get into the main event and make an extra quick $1 million here.
Yeah, I mean, I understand why they would want that. And it also sounds like that would actually make sense for everyone involved, because Nate and Poirier, that's like the world's greatest semi-main event. It would be perfect, but it's not a great main event. And it would be perfect underneath this. We'd have all these storylines. You just know McGregor and Nate would just further their rivalry. It just makes a lot of sense for the fights to be together like that. I don't know why they didn't do it that way. Other than it's possible that they have tickets going on sale soon for MSG, and they always want to have some sort of like relatively big fight announced when they have tickets go on sale. Like, I know that sounds kind of dumb, but they rush these things sometimes. And that's why you see like Nico Montano is like going to be headlining a pay-per-view for a little bit or whatever. And you go, what the fuck is that? The chick, is that the 125 pound champion?
Yeah, she was there. So was Shevchenko.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, that's the show that's got Woodley and Till on it as well. Till looks like he's maybe like Anthony Rumble Johnson size right now. He's pushing 220 easy. He was huge at this thing. I was like, oh god, this guy's not going to make weight at all.
I gotta love the way that Tyrone Woodley played this one. Just sit out for a while, pass up some fights, and get this giant monster, boring Liverpudlian, you dumb shit.
Well, I wonder. I mean, the Kobe Covington thing's still there too. It's like he's hanging out with Trump. Dana's there with Trump.
Is that real? By the way, like we've confirmed that Kobe was there, right?
He put it out. I don't think it was fake. Dana was there with the belt too and took a picture and posted it. So I could see they both went and met Trump.
I can see Dana being there because like I see a lot of pictures because I feel like today was like celebrity day at the White House because there are lots of like. Scott Adams took pictures of Trump. I saw some other people taking pictures of Trump. So this seemed like, I don't know, Trump wanted right-wing credibility on Twitter or something. So people were showing up and getting their picture taken. It really, really did seem like that. But Colby, I feel like that should be like a bigger news. Like he won a fake title and then shit-talked his way into meeting the president of the fucking United States at a time when for the first time in forever, whether or not you meet the president of the United States is a big deal for sports people. And he pulled it off.
Yeah, well, when Trump's meeting with Kim Kardashian and Kanye.
But those are big things.
Kind of dampens.
No, Obama did that shit. Obama did all. I just saw some thing when they're showing like, look how hip and cool Obama is. He's in the Jay-Z concert. Like, that's the same level of shit.
Yeah, after he left off.
No, he was always the cool guy. And Obama had all the credibility from all the Hollywood types and shit.
Kim Kardashian was supposedly meeting Trump because she's trying to get that woman out of jail or whatever.
And it worked.
Yes.
There's a different demographic out there, Mr. Elitist. Some of us in this fucking flyover states want to free drug dealers down in Texas, wherever the fuck she was at. Tennessee? Maybe Tennessee.
You know what it is? I figured it out. The liberal MMA media are not going to push Kobe Covington meeting Donald Trump because they hate conservatives.
Plus, I think that they're like me, where they're like, everybody's kind of looking at this photo. And like, I keep looking at it, and I'm like, I don't know if this is real. It just doesn't see, like, my brain recognizes everything in the photo as being a thing, an object, a noun. It doesn't register that they should be in the same order. I feel like this is what dyslexia must be like.
I mean, I'm looking at it. I think it's legit. I mean, all the MMA sites, you know, Junkie and MMA Fighting are saying he was there. I'm trying to find like a real TMZ said he was there.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I think it's legit unless it's the best con job of all time.
PBS
Sports has it.
I mean, yeah, really? Would you put it past Colby to have just worked this whole thing?
Photoshopped himself in.
And here's the thing. Who would fact check it? Like, you wouldn't fact. Most people would look at this and just go, okay, I guess Colby figured that his way to get out. Like, there's a lot of people that were pretty much sure. Are like, look, some dude from fucking, what's his face? Howard Stern. He talked his way to talking to Trump on Air Force One.
That was scary. I said that was bad.
Like Kobe Covington showing up and getting his belt signed or whatever, probably not the craziest thing that's happened. There's probably like some Pokemon trading group that has like big Trump fans and like they helped sway the nerd incel vote and like they met with him too. Now there's some like Pikachu with his Trump signature.
I'm trying to think who else was at that presser.
Charmander.
Perry and Cerrone was there.
Are they fighting?
Yeah, they're on that UFC Denver card. It's a fight night show.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Perry was all up in Cerrone's face and being a freak. It was pretty good. Who else? We said Shevchenko and Montagna. Those were the only champs. You had Woodley and Till, and then Shevchenko versus Montana. They had like Glover and Jimmy Manoa there. There were somewhere like, why'd you bother bringing these guys? That might be it. No Connor, obviously.
Yeah, well, they got what they needed, though. You know?
Yeah, I mean, isn't it funny how just literally like 2-3 days ago when we did the last show, we were saying ratings are down, pay-per-view buys are down. They just did the shittiest rating they ever did on Fox. They've got Nate back. They've got Connor back. You've got a possible Lesnar-Cormier match brewing. You've got maybe John Jones coming back. Who the hell knows? Like, you know there's a main event for this MSP show they're working on. Is it GSP? Are they going to be able to get Jones in there? Obviously, Brock can't fight till early next year, in theory, unless they find a loophole or something to work around that. But it's like the next 6 months, it's going to do gangbuster business. They're going to do, you know, another couple $1 million buy shows here, most likely.
Yeah, and it's probably a limitation to being a human is the ability to fully appreciate how things change, like change you, to like appreciate like game theory, if you will. And that, you know, it's always easy to be like, well, like if this guy beats this guy, we'll see. But until you actually see it, and sometimes when you actually see the victory and the win, you come away going, wow, like that made him a star. And you see things like this and you're like, you can kind of say, hey, maybe Connor will be back later. And then that'll be like, they'll have like a good half of the year, but it's not that big a deal. But when he actually comes back, you go, oh, I forgot. This just made the whole sport so much cooler. Everything is so neat. Like, I all of a sudden like, oh yeah, I want to see the pay-per-view on Saturday. This is neat.
Other fights announced. I don't know if we talked about these, but we've got Frankie Edgar versus the Korean Zombie. That's going to headline the 25th anniversary show. Derek Brunson versus Israel Adesanya for UFC 230.
Watch out, Brendan Schaub.
Jimmy Manoa versus Glover Teixeira. It's going to be UFC Sao Paulo.
Do they ever do that show in Chile?
Yeah.
What was that one?
I forget. We can find out.
Yeah, it's probably not that important.
PFL 5 was last night. I've not seen it yet. Have you?
I watched some of it. Yeah.
Looks like Vinny Magalesh is the top seed in the light heavyweight tournament.
Yeah, he just kicked a dude in the head and then pounded him from behind, and it was it.
Anything else? Will Brooks want to fight on that show, it looks like.
Yeah, fast forwarded through that one.
Pat Barry says Joanna Jędrzejczyk is fucking herself over by not accepting her losses.
Pat Barry would know about accepting losses. My gosh.
Volkan Uzdemir faces Anthony Smith in UFC Moncton main event. I don't know where Moncton is. Do you?
Moncton, is it maybe in Canada?
Monction.
Oh, wait, Moncton. I'm going to, that feels like that's got a white people feel to it to me. Those are white people headliners. So that's got like Canada or Finland or Russia or something like that.
So a wide span, but like north of the equator, you're thinking?
North of the equator and not a lot of stuff around it. And a lot of people just kind of huddled around shit because they're cold.
Moncton, New Brunswick, Canada.
Boom! What the hell? Man, I know my shit. New Brunswick, Canada. They're going to a place named after a bowling ball.
Oh, did you see those tweets somebody dug up from Cody Garbrandt from back in the day?
Oh, yeah. And they were nothing. Like, as soon as you saw him, look, if you want to get Colby for something, he's gone a lot worse than that recently. It's kind of like digging up old Trump tweets. It's like, oh, yeah, you got to really go search for something weird that he said. You couldn't just go back, I don't know, 24 hours. Now you had to go back 3 years to find a dumb Trump tweet. Yeah. You just gotta own your shit these days, man. Nobody can change. If you are once a dick, just keep being a dick because it's easier than becoming a nice person. Because then if you're a nice person, somebody's gonna go, hey, you used to be a dick.
or we're going to punish you because you used to be a dick. You're like, I know, but now I'm trying to be a nice person. I'm like, too bad. Once a dick, always a dick. And then you're like, but doesn't that make you a dick? And they're like, no, we're just a dick police. And I'm like, oh, no, I'm in jail. And they're like, that's right, you're a dick. This has been MMA and Stuff at halfguarded.com.
Thanks for listening. That's all I got.
Everybody, we'll join you soon. We're going to hit you up on the other side of the break here with some groovy tunes. I don't know what the fuck that means. Over and out, everybody. This is why Matt signs off. I'm not good at this anymore. Bye, dog.